Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A very special Thanksgiving Eve episode. And because we're not on the air tomorrow, Mike Mayock, who normally joins us on Thursday, is joining us today. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, thanks for moving your schedule around to join us today.
I'm just thankful that you guys get tomorrow off.
We do. Now, Ike doesn't get Friday off, which he has reminded us because he does the pregame show, though I get Friday off, too. So it's not bad. It's not bad.
That's good. I got a game tomorrow night and got the Eagles Friday.
Well, you're harder working than I am, I have to tell you. So are you we've been talking about Thanksgiving food. There have been more people in recent years that have said Thanksgiving food is overrated. Are you pro-Thanksgiving food or anti-Thanksgiving food?
I love turkey with some gravy on it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I figured you'd be a turkey.
It's probably partly because it's once a year.
Yes.
Yeah.
You look forward to it. I'm not sure I'd like it every week like I do my steak.
Right. Yep. So we've been talking about the offense, of course, a lot this week. But I wanted to start with you on the defense because we saw two straight weeks of the defensive line being really dominant. And then the day after the game on the Dallas game, I said to myself, I don't think I noticed Jalen Phillips. And they weren't able to get to the quarterback in the same way. When you look back on it, what did you see from the defensive line? Was that something Dallas was doing, or were we just not as good as we were in previous games?
Well, I think it's a fair point. And I think it starts with the fact that Dallas's offensive line is really good. I mean, they're loaded with first-round picks. They're long. They're powerful. I watched Jalen Phillips, especially in the second half. They chipped him a little bit. They did a nice job with that. I think they were very aware in their game plan of where he was. But at the end of the day, he had one or two pressures. But for the most part, I agree with you, you didn't see much of him. And I would attribute more of that to the quality of their offensive line and the fact they did pay some attention to him.
Well, and then we ended up, Adoree Jackson was out of the game at some point. We had Reed Blankenship hurt. So the whatever coverage we had sort of suffered in the second half. What did you see? Cooper was pretty much the outside guy, which seems like Adoree Jackson is going to play on Sunday, or Friday rather. What did you think of Cooper DeJean on the outside?
It's really fascinating because I spent a lot of time writing up a report on him when he came out of college. And basically my summary said, and he played outside corner in college. That's what he was. And my summary at the end of it was basically, I think this kid could start outside in the NFL, but I think his highest and best use is inside as a nickel or a free safety. And I think we saw a little bit of that this weekend. They challenged him three times deep in the second half, completing two of them for 90 yards. He gave up some separation in both of them. The receivers made nice catches, but at the end of the day, I think you're looking at a top two or three worst case nickel in the NFL. Whereas if he's forced to play outside, he'll be solid, but I don't think he's going to make the number of plays that he would when he's inside.
Yeah, that's my big thing with Cooper, and I love him as a player. I describe him, Mike, just as a football player. It's hard to put a position on him, but I do know he's more effective and more impactful if he's playing between those hashes and close to the line of scrimmage versus being outside the numbers.
Yeah, Pickens took him on a post corner.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're talking about two quality wideouts last week for sure.
Yep.
But Pickens stuck him inside and cut and went corner. And there was 2 to 3 yards of separation. He did a hell of a job getting back into the throw. But that was mostly because the quarterback was late getting the ball out there. So, yeah, I think his skill set is best suited inside, even though, like you, Ike, I think he's a football player and we'll compete on the outside.
Mm-hmm. It's such a quandary too, right? Because you know you have a problem on the outside, but then you say to yourself, am I weaker at two positions instead of one position if I move him out of where he's really, really good, even if they're suffering on the outside. They clearly don't want to play Ringo very much.
Yeah, clearly.
so the offense, I want to ask you about the running game, because I do think it's fair to say that a lot of the Eagles' issues on offense come from the fact that they have not been able to run the ball, something they've been able to do pretty consistently from 2021 since Nick Sirianni got here. When you're looking at their inability to run the ball, and we've had some conversations about Saquon and whether, you know, he's lost a bit after last year, how much of that is the offensive line when you're looking at the tape, and how much of it is Saquon?
It's the offensive line to me, mm-hmm. all of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay.
From my perspective, they were the number one unit in the league a year ago, hands down. And the difference, the biggest difference offensively last year to this year, is the inability to run the football, no matter what they do and how hard they try. And 6-0 linemen and running counters and both gap and zone schemes. So what I took away from this game, it's frustrating to watch the run game. I literally just sat down and watched the tape and then just pulled the run game out and watched it again. And basically, their inability to block Quinn and Williams, both in the run and pass game, it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. He didn't have a whole lot of numbers, but he was blowing up the inside of their line. Their interior offensive line could not block number 92. For a couple of games there, I thought, okay, they're getting closer. They're one block, two blocks away. They got to stay more connected at the second level, things like that. But I just felt like, and I hate to put it this way, I just felt like Dallas physically whipped them inside this past week. And I think what we're looking at is kind of what the Eagles are going to have to live with for the rest of the season, which is a really small, narrow margin to win football games. The run game, if it doesn't come back this week with Chicago, who's got one of the worst run defenses in the league, I mean, Chicago's given up 158 yards a game the last 3 weeks and 5.5 yards a carry. I mean, so they didn't have their first four linebackers last week. If they can't get it right this week, it's going to be really frustrating. But again, I'm not on Stoutland at all. I love Stout. I think he's awesome. But I do think that most of that O-line's been playing hurt. I don't know if you remember, Spike, but week one, after our first conversation, I said to you, man, I just don't think Dickerson's right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And since that week, I don't think most of them are right. And Spike, you brought up a point that I didn't really believe in several weeks ago, which was kind of, couldn't there be a Super Bowl hangover or what? And you know, they're all chipped up. They have less of an off season to recover. All those things, you could have been right. I just they're nowhere near what they were a year ago.
Nor do they have the depth. They just don't have the depth to be able to sustain any losses. And I think Cam and Landon are out there playing at about 70% at best as far as health-wise, because they just don't have the guys behind them to go in there and be able to sustain like they did last year. They just don't have it this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Brett Tulsa has gone in and
yeah, he's been solid. Yeah, I'm with you there. Yep.
you know, he's been a serviceable backup center and part-time guard. But yeah, I mean, their backups, Matt Pryor is going to struggle, and Drew Kendall, the rookie from BC, hasn't even played really. And to be honest with you, Fred Johnson, who I think is a really versatile backup tackle, he can play either side, and I think he's a valuable guy to have, but I think he's a backup. I think he struggled again this week. He struggled with the physicality of their front. So, you know, as you know, Ike, it trickles over big time into the pass game, too. You can't run the ball. They're getting pushed. There are people in Jalen's face almost every throw. It's a hard deal. And I have this in my notes. I'm looking at it right. You know, it's hard to play quarterback, and it's hard to call plays when your offensive line can't block the other front.
I'm glad you brought up the play calling thing, because it seems like Kevin Petullo is in the eye of the storm now of a lot of us as Eagles fans and critics or what have you. Just from your experience of being up in that front office and people wanting change, what's the likelihood of something like that being beneficial, meaning changing a play caller at this point in the season? Like, what's the likelihood of something like that being official? I mean, being beneficial, and do you think that's something that would help the Eagles out, or do you sort of stay status quo and try to work your way through this thing?
Well, I think that's where the head coach and the GM are behind doors. And, you know, Nick got the job coming from Indy as the OC. Mm-hmm. You know, and before that, it was the Chargers. You know, he was the quarterback coach with Phillip Rivers. I mean, so you would think if he wants to make a change, he's the logical guy to say, I'm calling plays. Dan Campbell just did it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so I think that's 100% on him. And that's his – when I say on him, I mean that's his decision to make.
Right.
And I don't. He's not like he's going to take it and just hand it over to somebody else.
Right.
I mean,
right.
To Scott Leffler or anything. That's not happening.
Right. Right.
You know, it's either going to be Nick or nobody else. And to this point, he doesn't think it makes any sense. So, in all honesty, what I said a minute ago, I believe in, and that is, it really is hard to call plays if you can't block the other front.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to just figure out if he's good at it. You know, it just feels like their hands are tied given the way that they've been able to have success in the past. And nobody, you know, and the debate about Petullo, it's very hard as a fan, I think, to just face the reality sometimes. The players just aren't that good this year.
And performances, they're not playing to the level they should be.
Not all of them, and there's reasons for all of it, and there's the beating of last year and the injuries and all those things, but it all comes back to the same thing, in that if you can't block the guys in front of you, that's how we won, by blocking the guys in front of us. So if you can't do it, that's how you're going to lose, you know? Well, thank you as always, Mike. You have a great Thanksgiving weekend working the entire time. I hope you get a little bit of a breather, man.
And trust me, I'm gonna have a few beers Friday night.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
So have a great weekend,
folks. All right,
happy
Mike.
Thanksgiving, brother.
We will talk to you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina DiAnaroga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Ike, why don't you tell them about Mark's Jewelers?
Hey, let's talk about my friends over at Mark's Jewelers. Now, we know the holidays, they're just about here, and that means engagement season is right here around the corner. At Mark's Jewelers, they've seen it all. Nervous proposals, happy tears, and lifelong memories. And that's why the team at Mark's Jewelers, they love what they do. At Mark's, every piece of jewelry they sell becomes part of someone's story. Celebrating real people and real love is what Mark's is all about. Visit Mark's Jewelers today at their Mount Laurel, New Jersey, or Montgomeryville, PA locations, or you can check them out online at marks-jewelers.com.
So, it's not like it sounded like some big, huge take from Mayock there. Mm-hmm. But I thought something he was saying was interesting, especially in comparison to what we're talking about today, about them sort of, you know, crumbling or not crumbling. Mm-hmm. When he said, this is just, and it's hard for everyone to accept, this is who they are this year.
Yeah, as, yeah, I mean, you get to this point, this is, yes. Yeah, this is what it is. Yeah.
He said, they're not able to block, you know, they're not able to run block, they're not able to pass block. He said, every game is probably going to end up being a close game. And that's when the other stuff becomes even more important. Because we were saying as they were winning games and the offense wasn't playing well, what's going to happen if they lose? Because they were winning and there was chaos.
Right.
So now that they lost, right? And chances are they're not winning the rest of the games, right? They're gonna at least lose
sure,
a few
at
games.
Sure, one or two more. Yeah.
And this team is gonna be a grind. Every week there are gonna be questions about the offense not performing. Every week it's gonna happen because the offense isn't gonna just wake up one day and be awesome. And do they have it in them from a culture standpoint, from a togetherness standpoint, to not allow this to eat away and get ugly, you know, yeah. To turn around that part. You're not going to be, the offensive line's not going to be able to block in a different way. Quarterback's right. Not going to become Peyton Manning. Kevin Petullo's not going to become Sean McVay. No, none of these things that we want to wake up one day and hope it happens, none of those things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. So with all that said, do they have the wherewithal? Do they have the togetherness? Do they have the culture, the leadership, the structure to not allow it to rip it apart and make it ugly? And that's to me, that is the biggest question of the season. The yeah. question is no longer are they going to be able to run the ball. It just yeah. isn't, you know? There's the little stuff. Could
no,
you
I
run
agree,
tank
yeah.
a little more? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But like, the big picture is this is going to look this way the rest of the year,
mm-hmm.
I think. You know?
Yeah, and like I said, I think one side of the football, I feel like they are a band of brothers. They play for one another.
Yep.
That's in that DNA on the defensive side of the football, but it's on the other side of the football where I have the questions as to, is everyone on the same page? Is everyone believing and supporting each other, right? And it's not just about getting somebody the ball and all that type of stuff. It's more or less, hey, man, when somebody does something well, you're genuinely happy for that person. When a pass is dropped or a throw is missed or a block is missed, are we genuinely encouraging one another early in the game? Hey, man, we got your back. We still believe in you. Let's go get this done. Those type of things. That's how you lose. I don't want to sound corny, but the 2017 team, when you lose Carson Wentz and you lose Jason Peters and you lose, who else was it? Jordan Hicks and you lose.
Chris Maragos.
Chris Maragos. I mean, yes, Chris Maragos. You lose the caliber of players they lost.
Sproulsy.
Sproles. Like, they pull together. They pull together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what this team has to. The talent is there. And the crazy thing with this team is that they don't necessarily need to be at A-plus level every week to win. That's
no.
how much talent they have on the team. Their B-plus, A-minus performances are usually good enough for them to win. We've seen it. That's why they're 8-3.
As long as they're all pulling together.
Yes.
And the last thing is the Jalen leaks have got to stop.
Yeah, you
got to
end with that stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
I personally do not care if he is not the most popular person in the NovaCare facility, I don't care if he's a weirdo and they're not friends with him. I don't care if he walks around with his Jordan brand thing thinking he's
Michael Jordan.
Thinking he's Michael Jordan. I don't care if he doesn't throw the ball across the middle quickly enough. I don't care about any of those things. What the truth is that burying him only makes you look foolish. It just makes you look foolish and cruel and unfair. Forget about the reality of what you think if you're inside, what you think about Jalen. The reality is that publicly, he has had every opportunity to blame the offensive line, to blame the wide receivers, to blame the coaches, and has not done it one time ever. And if you think as an organization, as a teammate, you don't want to play with him, then after this year, you should go to Howie Roseman and find a way to get off the team. If you think as a coach, you don't want to coach him anymore, you should talk to Howie Roseman and find a way to get off the team. If you think as Howie Roseman or leadership that he's not the right quarterback for you, then this offseason, you should figure something out. But during the season, the constant complaining and putting it on one guy when it is quite obvious to everyone that it is not all his
fault.
Not
just one guy, yeah.
It sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
It just sounds ridiculous. It makes me sympathetic to Jalen.
Look at this. Now, you know how bad it's got to be. Spice here. I wanted to make sure I didn't interrupt you while you were going, because you were on the roll there. We love it. That sounded good there, brother.
Well, right is right.
Yeah.
Right is right. Like, there's just no way it helps anything.
We don't need you. No.
I was going to agree with Spike. I was going to agree with Spike. Look at this beautiful moment.
Yeah.
Hashtag Team Jalen.
Yeah.
That's just, why I said we don't need you.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's such poor form. I think I said it a couple weeks. It's embarrassing. It is poor form. It looks terrible. Stop. Right. Stop whispering. I want D. Gunn to be able to do his job. Diana Rossini to be able to do his job. Hugh to be Eagles Insider of the Year. Stop texting them. Stop it. Text them something else. Holy cow. All right. Tornado Shapiro joins us next. I know it's Wednesday, but it's a holiday weekend.
Oh, we need this.
We need the Tornado Shapiro holiday weekend forecast. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This Thanksgiving, FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. Now, it's called Pass the Leg. Now, here's how it works. Start a group build, add your pick, then pass it to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in a group parlay with your own funds, because football is better when it's played and bet together. And makes it even better when everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use their own build. Now, I got to admit, I don't usually, I do most of the time, but this one in particular, I'm in on tomorrow. Me and my buddies, we've already been talking about this whole group build parlay thing. I'm looking forward to it tomorrow. Hopefully that changes my fortune. Grab your crew, start your build, and get in on the action this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.